وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: آية المنافق ثلاث: إذا حدث كذب، وإذا وعد أخلف، وإذا ائتمن خان، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسوله النبي الحبيب الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. Respected elders and brothers, Surah Al-Baqarah is the longest surah in the Quran Sharif, 286 verses. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala starts off Surah Al-Baqarah by speaking of three classes of people and three categories of people. Approximately the first four ayats after Alif Lam Mim is speaking about believers. هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةِ وَمِمَّا رَزَقْنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ. So the four verses speaking about the qualities, characteristics of believers. Then there is another two verses that speak about kuffar and disbelievers, outright kuffar, people who have made up their mind. Like in the time of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was Abu Jahl, Abu Lahab. They made up their mind that they're not going to accept. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. Whether you warn them, you don't warn them, they're not going to accept. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. Allah has placed a seal on their hearts. وَعَلَىٰ سَمْئِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةً. There is also a veil on their ears and on their eyes. They cannot see. Allah Ta'ala has sealed their hearts. They cannot hear the truth. They cannot see the truth. Thereafter, about 13 ayats, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is speaking about a group which are called the munafiqeen and hypocrites. وَمِنَ النَّاسِ مَنْ يَقُولُ آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. There are some people who will say, we bring iman in Allah in the last day, whereas they do not have iman. يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They attempt to deceive Allah and the believers. But Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ. They are only deceiving themselves. Less do they realize. They don't realize. They are deceiving their own selves. Regarding this group, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. When they meet the believers, they tell them, we are believers, we are with you. وَإِذَا خَلُوا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ. But when they alone with their leaders and their shaitans, then they say, إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ. We are with you. We are only mocking at the believers. We are playing fools. So there was this group of people in the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that was so unfortunate and wretched. Although they were in the company of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they sat in his programs, they sat in his gatherings, they came to the masjid, they even performed salah, but they never had iman. They were just pretending to be believers. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَهُوَ خَادِعُهُمْ وَإِذَا قَامُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَامُوا كُسَالَى. Allah Ta'ala says, this group, when they stand up to read namaz, then they're very lazy, they're very sluggish. Very, very hard for them to come for Isha and Fajr, because that time Isha was dark and Fajr was dark, so no one is seeing. So they couldn't make it for Isha and Fajr, they weren't coming. because they knew no one is going to miss them. It's dark, no one is going to know who came, who did not come. When they stand up to salah, they stand up very sluggish, lazy. You know, ula nas, they just do whatever they do to show people, as though to show them that we are with you, we are believers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed an entire surah called Surah Al-Munafiqun. إِذَا جَاءَكَ الْمُنَافِقُونَ قَالُوا نَشْهَدُ إِنَّكَ لَرَسُولُ اللَّهِ. When the hypocrites come, then they say that we testify that you are the messenger of Allah. And Allah knows very well that you are His messenger. But Allah Ta'ala also knows إِنَّهُمْ لَكَاذِبُونَ, that they are lying. They don't believe in their hearts that you are the messenger. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also mentions to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that when you see them, تُعْجِبُكَ أَجْسَامُهُمْ, these people are very well-built people. They look very attractive. You will be impressed. And when they speak, تسمع لقولهم, you listen to what they say because they speak very properly. But in reality, هُمُ الْعَدُوُ فَحْزَرْهُمْ, Allah Ta'ala says, these are your enemies. Be careful of them. Watch out for them. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed 13 verses in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah to say, watch out, because this group of people, their intentions are not good. They are here to cause problems. They are here to create fitna. They are here to create confusion. And although in this era and time, we cannot say with certainty, but in all probabilities, this group is still in the dunya, and they will be there. In the time of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala, there was a Jew by the name of Abdullah bin Sabah. He came specially to Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu to accept Islam on the hands of Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu. He thought Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu is going to give him some high position, and you know, he's going to get a lot of recognition, a lot of praise. He had sinister intentions. So Hazrat Usman radiallahu anhu, the man came to accept Islam. He brought him into Islam, but he didn't give him any position. He didn't give him any fame. This man then first tried his tricks in Madinah Munawwara. He tried to misguide, mislead people in Madinah Munawwara, but he saw it wasn't working, because Madinah Munawwara people were so firm, so solid. The knowledge, you couldn't play with them. You say one wrong thing, they'll catch you out immediately. Where you came from? How are you saying these things? Eventually, he went to different countries. I think it was Egypt or somewhere, where he started off spreading Shiism. And this whole Shia sect started from that time, from the time of Hazrat Usman radiallahu ta'ala. And then continued in the time of Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, many of these people, he burnt them. He burnt them alive. Although normally, لا يعذب النار إلا رب النار. Normally you will not burn someone. You don't punish people with burning them. But as an exception to the rule, because some of them started saying that Hazrat Ali is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's what it started saying. They started lying. First they said, hey, Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu, they usurped the Khilafat from him. And then they started saying things like, now Hazrat Ali, then they started speaking bad about Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Although there was a difference between Hazrat Ali and Hazrat Muawiyah, but Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, it is more or less accepted that we don't speak bad about any Sahabi. Remember, if you hear anyone talking bad about any Sahabi, that's already a red flag. You got to watch out. That someone is talking bad about Hazrat Muawiyah radiallahu anhu. Someone is talking bad about this person. Any Sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we don't talk anything bad. We understand that maybe there were some misunderstandings that happened, and we understand everything in its correct perspective. But I'm showing you now this Abdullah bin Sabah, and so many years have passed, and you will still get these people, and they will try to make it seem like they are believers, like they are your friends, they are close to you. Be very wary. Be very careful. Time does not permit us to go into details. But if you go into history, you will find the amount of harm these people caused, the same Shia, the same sect. If you look in their books, you will understand that they hate us more than they hate Kuffar. And they regard us Sunnis to be worse than animals. For them to massacre, murder, kill us, rape a woman, it's nothing for them. All this happened already in Syria. But unfortunately, we only that news reaches us, which the media shows us. But ask the people of Syria, the type of oppression that was meted out to them by the Shias. Go and ask them till now, and then they will tell you what happened. As I said, time does not permit us to go into details. But I'm showing you here, the Quran Sharif is warning us, watch out. Humul aduwwu fahdharhum. People who are hypocrites, they are outwardly pretending to be with you. They are pretending to have the same beliefs as you. But they are your enemies. Be careful, be wary, watch out. Otherwise, they will deceive you also. They will also mislead you. They can misguide you. So that is why, till this day and time, we need to be very wary. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Inna akhwafa ma akhafu ba'di kullu munafikin alimil lisan. One of the greatest fears I have after I leave this dunya is every hypocrite who has got the gift of the gab, who can speak very well, who may know the language very well. Sometimes he may know Arabic very well, or he may know English very well, and he can speak to you. This is my fear. This is my fear of where distortions and changes can come into my ummah, where people can be misguided and people can be misled. So that is why we need to be very wary, be very careful. There's different books in the market, literature written with classical English. But then when you really go to trace the author, you don't know who the author is. Or is a person that is very, very, very doubtful. A person